Number 35. George and his friend Peter were fond of deer hunting, and whenever they had a free day during the deer hunting season, they took their guns and went off into the forest. One Saturday, they were sitting on a log, eating their sandwiches and drinking their coffee, when they saw a man walking through the snow towards them. He was dressed in deer hunting clothes, but he had no gun with him. When he got nearer, the two friends saw that he was following a deer's track in the snow. They were both very surprised to see a man tracking a deer without a gun. So when he reached them, they stopped him and asked him whether anything was wrong and whether they could help him. The man sat down beside them, accepted a cup of coffee, and told them his story. Right then, he'd gone out deer hunting that morning with a friend. They had seen a deer with very big horns and had followed it for some time. Then he had fired at it, and it had fallen just where it stood. He and his friend had run over to examine it, and he had said to his friend, "This deer's horns will make a wonderful rack for my guns when I get it home." He had then arranged his gun in the deer's horns and stepped back a few yards to see exactly how they would look as a gun rack on the wall of his study. He had been admiring the effect when the deer had suddenly jumped up, shaken itself, and raced away, carrying his gun firmly stuck in its horns.
One. Who was fond of deer hunting? Two. When did they take their guns and go off into the forest? Three. What were they doing one Saturday? Four. What did they see then? Five. How was he dressed? Six. What was the man doing? Seven. What were they both surprised at? Eight. What did they ask him? Nine. What had the man done with his gun? Ten. What happened when he was admiring the effect?